Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa, welcome. I'm glad we're both here today, and I'm super excited to be here because we've got a great subject matter to talk about. So will you share with everybody what we're going to talk about today? That'd be good.
Yes, we will. Happy Monday, Tree. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to talk about our soulmates and what that means. At least for my experience, how it all came to fruition. And I'm sure, you know, other people, you know, might have their own stories to share as well. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to having this conversation and sharing what I have been so blessed with these past 24 years. Very blessed.
Listen, I love you, Lisa. I do. I think that you and I can come from two perspectives here and personal perspectives. And also, I know that you've been with your sweetheart for 20 plus years, but you guys only got married, a few months ago, right? Not even a year yet. And is the honeymoon still going on? That's what I want to know.
Yes. You know what? Honestly, Tari, it'll be a year this July that we got married. And, you know, for us, I feel, and Rick can probably say the same thing, that every day for us is a honeymoon, even before we got married, you know. And that's not to say that we haven't had, you know, our challenges early on in our relationship. But I will say, deep down inside, he and I both knew from day one that we were supposed to be together. Like, it was just meant to be. And it's just ironic how, you know, our spirits and our angels and our guides and the universe brings us together. And that was my story. So yeah,
wow.
Our honeymoon is still going on.
Now, I love that, and, you know, people, they laugh about that, but I'm not talking about just certain aspects. I'm talking about the whole package, getting up and doing things together, you know, and of course, kissing your sweetheart whenever you want. Well, unless he or she is at work, and that's not appropriate, but you know what I'm saying, and holding hands,
right,
and going, you know, the bazaars. I know that you go into movies, but we don't go to movies anymore right now. You know, just things like that, doing stuff with your guy, right? And my best friend, she's like my sister Cammy, she said, we went under the house together. I go, great. I said, I used to know when you would go under the floorboards because that would mean you were depressed. She goes, no, we worked together. It's like, wow.
Aww.
Okay. There, you know.
Very
thank
nice.
You. I know. She goes, yeah, I'm underneath the floorboard. And I was like, okay, that means that she's upset and depressed. Because it looks like. But now
sure.
She's got this great man. He's got a great lady. And I really worked with her when she was going through that. And I learned a lot. Every client, every coaching client I have, I learned so much from them. And, you know, I broke up with my fiancé about, actually, a year ago, April 25th. And, you know, and one of the things that I want to say is that I always give myself a year before I really start dating, okay, because I need to learn what I don't want to be a project in the next relationship. And I feel like that if I don't take time to learn to what I needed to learn in this one, whatever one I'm getting out of, because it doesn't happen start-stop or stop-start. It just doesn't work like that. It's a process to get out of a relationship. It is a process to get in a relationship, and that's key. And then I did, last night I did a 15-minute podcast on the three types of soulmates, karma. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but karma, twin flame, and also companion. So you figure that out, and, you know, hopefully before you get to that point, that will help you make your decision. But, so I took a year. And then I'll share this with you because I want to hear about your story, but you got a better one than me, okay? So right now, this is funny, you'll laugh, Lisa. You will really laugh. And I would love to you to put in your intuition on this one. So I was walking across the floor with my dogs, okay? I have two dogs. They're very loyal, okay? Really loyal, and I love them. I'm a person that is a dog lover, right? And so I walk across the floor, and I heard Mr. Holy And then Archangel Chemuel, I was like, what are you guys doing a duo here? And they said, you need to get on Plenty of Fish. I go, I don't want to be on, I'm on Plenty of Fish. You know, I've used it for different reasons over the years, interviewing people and, you know, checking out guys that I may want to date or may, you know, whatever. So for me, it's a way to meet people for different reasons, okay? So anyway, I said, I want to get on Plenty of Fish. So I did. Okay, because, you know, you either listen to them talking all the time or you get on Plenty of Fish wherever you need to be, okay? So I got on Plenty of Fish, and I met three guys on there. I only did 15 minutes, 30, well, I only will spend an hour with somebody the first time, 45 minutes to an hour. So I met them, and we met on Lincoln Road, which is in South Beach. First one was the kisser. That's what I call him. So he started kissing me, right? He kissed me. He's Spanish. He kissed me on the mouth. And then I was like, are you kidding? It was a really intimate kiss. I was like, I better go, this is gross. And so what I love kissing. I love intimacy. But I said, I just stopped. And then I quickly got out of it. I mean, I was with him maybe an hour and a half, right? We drank a glass of wine. And then, you know, he called me and wanted to go out with me again. Very fun. Very, very good-looking guy, really good-looking soccer player and all that kind of thing. And he goes, I want to go out with you again. I would like to make you my girlfriend. I was like, wow, I don't think so. And so I told him he's good-looking, he's sweet, he's handsome, blah, 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 but we're not made for each other. He finally accepted it and moved on. I think there's another woman for him, but I'm not that woman. And so that was that one. And then I had another one. I call him the smoker. And I do not want to be around smoke. My mother died of lung cancer, or heart attack, and it attacked her lungs and heart and all that kind of stuff. And I told him, I said, I'm not for you. Trust me. I said, you'll be miserable with me in about 3 months. And he says, I won't smoke around you. Mm-hmm. Really good looking. He had the leather jacket on and the motorcycle. Just like, wow, he's hot. And he is, but smokers know. And I said, I told Raphael and Mr. Holy, and all of the holy, I call them now, the holy triplets, I said, guys, we need to really go back. Are you sure he's here? You know, because I don't spend a lot of time. So then I met this guy. I started texting back and forth, and then I forgot about him because I got super busy. And so he texted me back. He says, did you forget about me? I go, actually, I did. I'm so sorry. So anyway, you know, we started texting. He just moved here a year ago with Boston. He says, I'm not. He goes, have you been on a date yet? I go, no, I haven't been on a date. I've been on a meet and greet, 15 minutes. And, you know, so anyway, he's a cutie. He says, I can't wait to go on my first date with you. And he goes, in a year, I just moved here from Boston. And I was like, yay. And then, isn't that cool? So we both haven't been on a date. I forgot about Mr. Passive Aggressive. I was like, I don't like dating people that are passive aggressive. I don't like being around them, right? That's okay for them, just not for me. So those three, right. And then I met Raphael, and Raphael's a cutie. And my friend, she is a designer, so she's way more picky than I am. They got to be breathing for me, and they got to be a runner. Okay, or love to exercise, and he's just, you know, I like attractive, but, you know, it's all different for different people. So that's been my experience, and I've dated a lot. As I said, I waited till I got, you know, my relationship that I ended, or we both end, you know, that no one person does it. It's a duo, but treat the thing deal, you know, and I get that. And so it's been over a year now, as of April 25th, and so, yeah, I'm going to go out with a Archangel Raphael. That's what I call it, Archangel Raphael. Isn't he cutie? My friend goes, he's very exotic looking. Yeah.
That's exciting, Tariq. Well, I am so, so happy for you. And you know what? Even though you went through three different dates before you got to Raphael, you know, you had to go through that to get to him. So that's all part of the journey, right? That's where our angels are guiding us. They're putting us in these positions to, you know, prepare us for what's going to come next. And I think this is where you need to be. And I'm really, really excited for you.
I am excited for me, too. You know what I'm excited about? That I have a new way of looking at things. I have a new lease on life in the sense of I'm not trying to under the floorboards because I'm depressed because I haven't healed from this relationship. I learned a lot from my last relationship. I really did. I wish I did not stop seeing him because of lack of love. There was other things which you and I talked about. and so that's something that I want everybody to know. You know, I'm a dating coach. I'm a, you know, well, myself and Lisa, we're enlightened relationship coaches, and we like to help people do the same and have a lot of love and joy in their life. Nothing like it. And you're a great example of that, right? You know, and you and your husband, you don't check up on each other, have any insecurities about that. You just live life, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, and again, that's not to say that we didn't have, you know, some bumps and bruises along the way. But, you know, I can tell you when he and I first met, and I remember we were introduced at work. Well, I guess I shouldn't start on my story yet. Were you done with yours?
Yeah, I want to hear it because, you know, there's things I'll comment on yours. I always have comments, you know that.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. So he was a consultant at this company where I was working for it. And I remember when we first met because he was working on a project in our group. And I remember shaking hands, and I was looking at him like, there's just something about this guy. I mean, I've never met him before in my life. And I'm shaking his hand, and there was something about that connection that just really did it for me. And, you know, I did my best to not let that show right away. But, you know, through the course of the next several months and even years, you know, we just got to know each other on a friendship basis. You know, obviously as a coworker, and then developed into friendship. And, you know, after we were committed to each other and started our relationship, he admitted to me that, you know, I would be the one that he would want to meet with for meetings rather than any of the other, you know, people on this project team. So I was like, you were kind of tricky there. And that's how it started for us, you know, and just through the course of our conversations, you know, again, as we were developing this friendship, you know, we just found so much in common, how much, you know, we love certain kind of music, and we both love to cook, and, you know, just, you know, we both just had this zest for life that we didn't have in other relationships. And it was, you know, I remember vividly and talking to him on the phone. I was in my bedroom, and, you know, back in the days when we didn't have cell phones, I guess, or they weren't as prevalent. Anyhow, I was on this, like, cordless phone in my bedroom, and I was laying on my bed, and I said to him, I loved you before I even knew you. So it was like,
wow,
I knew what I wanted in this person, never ever imagining that I would have this person in my life. You know, I just thought I was going to be kind of putzing along doing my thing and just, you know, living life, obviously, but not living life to its fullest. And when he came into the picture, it was just like a whole new world opened up for me. As that sounds. Yeah. And
I don't think that sounds cliche. You married your sweetheart that you dreamed about, or, you know, in your mind's eye, you'd already said, this is the kind of guy I want. And you knew that guy was going to come eventually, right? Wow.
And, you know, and I wasn't even looking, you know, for a relationship. But I do remember, you know, several years prior to that, I had gone to see a psychic medium, and this man described my husband now to me to a T. He said, you're going to meet this man.
Oh, wow.
This is what he looks like. This is how tall he's going to be. This is when it's going to happen. And I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, and not that I don't believe, because you know I do. I completely believe. But I'm like,
right.
All right, I don't know how this is going to happen, but it did. It completely did. And he has been such a positive influence in my life. He has been with me through all of the trials and tribulations and raising two boys. Like, my kids were extremely young when Rick and I first met. And he was with me through middle school challenges, through high school challenges, through college challenges, through everything. And he's got a son as well. So, you know, we both had children from different relationships, and being there for each other. And the fact that he was so supportive of me and the situations I was in, you know, that just took our relationship to another level. And to go even further, Tari, my grandmother was 97 when she passed. My mother was 66 when she passed. My grandfather was 95, and Rick was with me during all of this. And he would, you know, he would sit at my mom's bedside when she was at hospice and, you know, do work remotely so he could be there for her in support of her. He would go pick up my grandmother and take her to all her doctor's appointments because I was still working full-time and I didn't have the flexibility to leave. He was there for my grandfather. He would help him put his socks and shoes on. He would do the same thing with my grandmother. He would do the same thing with my mom. I mean, it was just, when I saw how he was with my mother and my grandmother and, of course, my children, I'm like, this man is, like, perfect. There's not any other human being that would do for someone else's family the way Rick has done for my family. And I was beyond blessed and grateful to have this man in my life. And I knew he was the one for me. So fast forward 24 years, and we finally decided to get married. And that was my decision. He had wanted to get married a lot earlier than that. And I just, not that I didn't love him, not that I was any, you know, had any hesitation about him or our future. I just didn't feel like it was the right time. And last year, when we did decide to get married, we had talked earlier in the year about, you know, friends of ours who had passed and how they were, you know, losing life at such a young age. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? It's time. And he looked at me and he's like, time for what? I said,
I love that.
And I thought he was going to fall off the chair. So we started planning our wedding, and as much as we wanted to have all of our family and friends there, you know, we knew that that wasn't possible. So we decided to elope. It was just he and I. We went down to Charleston, South Carolina. We got married at Magnolia Plantation. And to this day, we talk about it every single day. We would do that again tomorrow if we could. It was the absolute most magical day of our lives. And I'm so glad that we waited and got married when we did. And you know the whole story about the cardinals appearing when we were getting married. And I'm like, oh, okay, this was meant to be. That's, you know, our loved ones in heaven giving us the blessing.
I love that. What a great story. I love that story. I do. So, you know, I, you and I are starting to work together now and doing our podcast and doing some other things. And one of the things that I really, really appreciate, and this is something people do not realize, okay, women especially. I think men are different. They have their own stuff, and I'll give you some stuff that I think, and you give me what you feel about it as well. I talked to two women. They said, Tari, you know, I came to you because I wanted to meet the love of my life, and I wanted to get this guy. And I said, I know you did. But I'm not after that guy anymore. I said, I know. I said, that's what you call using leverage, because you became the person, the best version of yourself. And now you're very selective, and you're dating, and you met someone that you are really, really enjoying getting to know, but it's not about him taking care of you or providing for you, although he will and all that. But some women look for that guy because they don't want to be alone. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I hear that so much. And then they rush things. And if you could read a woman's mind a lot of times, guys that are listening now or later, and I got that. Somebody just texted me. I was like, yeah, I get it. And I said, and so I'm going to just answer this text. I said, yes, I'm talking about you, one of you. There's a lot of you out there that do this, okay, women. It's all good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but
yep.
She's one of the ones that has worked on it. And I said, we go in. Remember, girls, this is just a first date. So you go in thinking, okay, is he the one? This is not the night that you get proposed to. This is the night you meet each other and just take it slow.
Right.
Get to know him. Because I would hate to wake up 5 years from now or 10 years from now realizing that this was not the man I thought he was. Or he realizing that I wasn't the woman that he thought he was going to be with. so I feel like taking it slow. I meet, you know, I'm going on a date, and I like to FaceTime a guy. Lisa's calling it three dates. I call it three meet and greets, right, because I'm not going to spend a great deal of time with anyone the first time. I'm just not. And I think that we, ladies and gentlemen, guys, girls, we need to hold off before we really kiss the first time. That's me. There's a time I used to kiss right off the bat, public display of affection, and I don't want to sound like some weirdo, because I'm not, but I do feel that we need to talk and get to know each other a little bit before we kiss them. Hug them at the door, kiss them goodnight at the door, a gentle kiss, not, you know what I'm talking about. I think that's better, because if you do that the first date, you kiss and you're all that kind of stuff, what are you going to leave for the second date? Things move much faster, and I think that all of us deserve to get to know someone. And girls, I'm going to say this, and let me know if you think this is right. Instead of saying, is this the one because I'm turning 40, I'm turning 30, I'm turning 50, is this the one, I'm tired of being by myself, I'm tired of doing this all alone. Now, if you have that sign, remember there used to be a commercial. You know, you are what you eat, and you see this lady come in with 6 donuts on her behind. She had to send, like, a picture of donuts and everything. So if you walk up to that guy and you're thinking, are you the guy that I'm going to marry, it is a big turnoff. I promise you that, because I've talked to enough men to know that. I have a guy now, one of my clients, he said, I put on a crossing garlic in my mind when I meet a woman because I want to get to know her, and she refuses the most of the time to do that. And he's a guy that has a private jet, extremely wealthy, all those things. And I was like, wow, wowzer. You know, so take your time. Make sure he's the one. You know, instead of saying, I got to get married, maybe you say, I'm not going to project that on him. I'm going to say, let me see what he's about, and he can see what I'm about. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, Tari, I completely agree with you. And, you know, going back to just what you and I were talking about prior to the podcast, you know, as human beings, I think, you know, early on in our lives, when we're in middle school, high school, whatever, you know, it's awesome. Like, okay, this guy's interested in me or this girl's interested in me, and yes, you're going to kiss or whatever. But, you know, I think as we get older, no, I'm not going to say I think. For me, as I've gotten older and through my relationship with my husband now, I know that in my mind, taking it slow was the best thing I could have ever done. And I do believe that there's some things in life that we feel like we have to rush into. But what we have to realize in ourselves, guy or girl, you have to be confident in who you are as an individual to know what you
right.
are capable of giving up. And giving up, I mean giving of yourself. So you're confident in who you are. What are you willing to give to somebody else? And you don't want to be in a position where, like you mentioned earlier, Tari, oh my gosh, I have to have this person in my life. I need to have this person in my life. No, you know, honestly, if you're confident enough with who you are, you don't need anything or anyone. It's what you want to have.
Right. You're
my
right.
two cents.
That's a good point.
You know, And I do feel that there's, I mean, even a lot of women in my circle of friends that are looking for a guy, but they're not comfortable enough in themselves to have that next level of commitment. So until you can commit to yourself and be confident with who you are, will you be able then to move into a relationship with someone else and be confident with someone else in your life? So, you know, just a couple,
true.
You know,
yeah.
pointers from the book of Lisa, if you will. I just feel that it's really important to have that identified and just not rush into a relationship. Because, you know, to your point, you know, you don't want to be someplace 5 years from now thinking, what did I do? You know, why am I forcing something that isn't meant to be? So that's where you
right.
have to come back
right.
and say, and honestly, nobody wants to be in that position, you know, and
no,
we're human beings, we're going to make mistakes. It's all about learning, but I think the learning starts with yourself.
I agree with you on that. And just to remember, I think this is, who's listening now or listening later, but I think it's a good point to remember, well, he's different. She's different. She's not that. He's not like that. I promise you, there is only one you and a lot of he's or she's. That's it.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, I don't want to wake up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, thinking I lived a life I wasn't meant to live. I'm with a partner mm-hmm. that I wasn't supposed to be with. I'm only a portion of happiness, or maybe I won't be happy at all. I'm using me, like I, for any of us, or maybe we all won't be happy unless we find that one. And one of the things that you can do is, if he is rushing you without getting to know you, you're rushing him without getting to know him and trying to get your mate to go down the aisle because you are whatever you think you are. I promise you, you ask the angels. You know, I told you, Mr. Holy, and, you know, and an angel came to see me. I'm walking across the floor with my dogs, getting ready to check them out, and they said, you need to get on Plenty of Fish. You're going to meet somebody very soon. So I got in there. I was like, really? I go, thank you. I said, they say God's mm-hmm. a great advisor. And I was like, he's not doing too good now. But anyway,
right.
I have to remember something called divine timing. You know, and I don't know if this guy is it, so who knows, but he is certainly someone that has piqued my interest in a long time. And so we'll see.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go out with him and go out with him a few times, right? I haven't thought of that in such a long time. And did you get butterflies in your stomach when you went out with your husband the first time? And now that when you got married, did you get butterflies in your stomach?
Tari, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was just going to say, I mean, to this day, I still get butterflies in my stomach when he kisses me, when he comes up behind me and gives me a hug. And, you know, we tell each other every single day, I love you so much. Thank you for being in my life. God has truly blessed us. And that is just something that we say to each other, especially before we go to bed at night. You know, we'll be laying in bed and we're cuddling, and I'll, you know, reach over and I'll give him a hug, and I'm like, thank you so much for being in my life. I am truly blessed, and thank you for loving me. And he says the same back to me. And those feelings have never, ever, ever, ever wavered. So I pinch myself, Tari, every day. I'm like, how did I get so lucky to have this man in my life? I don't know. I'm very blessed, very blessed.
Well, that's the way I want to be 20-something years from now with whoever I meet, marry, and because I am going to get married. For a long time, I didn't want to be married yet, but I do now. I'd like to experience that great joy and love and happiness. Like, I remember when you guys were on the camera trying to get show that you were getting, that you got married, you go, are we on yet? I think so. And then, so cute.
That like, was pretty funny.
You remember that? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, and there's Lisa and her sweetheart looking down at the computer. Yeah, we're on, right? You know, they're just, and both of them are gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful inside and out. And I was like,
oh,
what a story.
You.
What a great, yeah. No, it's wonderful, you know, and you guys definitely are the pair there. So that's all you got to do, really. There's no, there's magic, but the magic is what you guys do together. You meaning any of us. And if I were going to say something, I would really, and I said this yesterday on the podcast about soulmates, is I would really, really say, Yoo-hoo, Heaven Land, or you know, the Holy Triplets, God Father, God Son, God the Holy Ghost. I call him Mr. Holy, Joshua, and sometimes I call God Papa because he's my Heavenly Father, and it makes him seem closer to me. To me, for me, he doesn't need to any of us to do that. That's what I choose to do. And all the angels, you know, and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for, you know, helping me get to know this guy. And I want to invite all of you in my relationship. Because I'll tell you something right now, you got a lot of backup. You can be Gladys Knight. This is my mother, was one of my mother's favorite bands. Gladys Knight, and they be the Pips, or they be the Pips, and you be Gladys Knight. Doesn't really matter, but you go in there with your tribe of angels, or, you know, and the Holy Triplets. Okay? That's what I feel. You got to do that.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to, but your relationship will be so much better if you do. And if you get a message about you need to get out, then honor that. Or you need to commit more. Give more of yourself, then honor that. and open your heart. Right. This is something I got a few years ago. Open your heart to always receive more, because it starts the giving process when you start receiving. True story.
Agreed.
On that one.
Yes.
Yeah. And listen. What kind of soulmate relationship? Karma, twin flame, twin soul, or companion? And that answer, if you listen to the podcast from my site, it's only 15 minutes, it'll give you that. But we wanted to do a few podcasts on soulmates, and so we'll do some more. Maybe we'll do one on marriage. How to have a successful marriage. You know, so who was that? Mr. and Mrs. Brady. They used to sleep on, I don't know, did they sleep in separate beds? I don't remember. But on the show, they were like a really loving couple, you know, so. Or we could be like, my dad and mom used to like to watch All in the Family. It was funny.
Oh, gosh, we did too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. But you can have a couple that you symbolize, or that you like, I was looking at life, because I like life, and they have women in the Bible. Isn't that great? They got some really cool ones there. And, you know, but invite God and Jesus and Mr. Holy and all the angels, God's angels. You're never alone, and you can always get an answer, I think. So, anyway, we're almost out of time, I think. And so, you want to say a prayer before we go, Lisa?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gifts of life and friendship and companionship that you have given to all of us. And I ask, and we ask for your guidance to everyone who is searching for that special someone to share life with, and to help guide them to each other and to give them the strength and the patience for that special meeting, and to allow everyone to have the life and the love that they all deserve, and to continue to bless us and watch over us to keep us all healthy and safe. And in Jesus' name, amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you. All right. We'll see you next Monday, everybody. And that's listening now or later. And Lisa and I've got some special stuff we're working on. All right, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Therese.
Bye-bye.